Hello, beautiful people. It's me, Jay Venda, and Rich Rose. What's going on, babe?
We in the building.
So, babe, what do you think about Bernie Sanders being president?
I think he is
a little old, but I do feel like he will do an awesome job.
I feel he's a little past his prime, but I do would like to see what his views would be on presidency. Because with our current president now, I mean, anything is plausible and nothing is shocking anymore.
Yeah, so no, I agree.
I'd like to hear from or see the president's seat be reclaimed by somebody that is interested in their work and know what they're doing at their job.
Yeah, no, exactly. What I found interesting about Bernie Sanders is that once he announced his presidency, oh my goodness, it was literally an historic threshold. Like over 1 million people signed up just so they could lend their hand in his campaign.
Yeah, but he ran and lost before.
Yeah. Oh, so probably these are people that already voted for him before.
I'm sure he has a strong following because of that.
Yeah. Well, honestly, good luck, Bernie Sanders, because you know what? There's a lot of good candidates that's going to be running for the 2020 election, and I really want to make sure I'm on top of all the candidates that's going to be doing the election. And I've been really into politics lately, so we'll see. So other than that, who watched the Oscars last night?
Oscars was remarkable.
Yeah, Oscars was definitely remarkable.
Star-studded event, seen a lot of change in minorities winning the Oscar, which was amazing. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was good to know that even if the Academy is stereotypical or leaning towards one group of people, it showcased at the 91st Oscar that continue to try to be a part of that Academy.
Yeah.
To win, because you can win still.
Yeah. No, anything is possible when you believe. And you know what? Like, I personally haven't seen that Spike Lee movie, and he did win an Oscar yesterday. I forgot for what category he won for. But the movie Black Cake, yeah, that movie, I personally haven't seen it, but I heard it was a really good movie.
I think we got a lot of catching up to do.
We have, that movie and The Green Book also. We haven't seen, but so you know what Spike Lee was saying, I personally didn't think anything of it. Like, it's just so interesting to me how some certain things that celebrities say, people kind of blow it out of proportion. And Trump responded to what Spike Lee was saying, and I'm like, I don't see anything wrong with what he said.
Yeah, but being a political figure and being a celebrity, as a celebrity, you're held upon a higher standard than if you and I said something like that. So
yeah,
the class that they'll probably be held in is probably disregarding a certain platform that they're on. So people like the president that is avid on his tweets.
He's very avid on his tweets. That's crazy.
Take time out of his busy schedule to comment on Spike Lee, what Spike Lee been doing a black movement for over a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
Over many decades, he's been pro-black, mm-hmm. and he's very, you know, he's very pronounced to be about pro-black.
Mm-hmm. He really is. And the only thing I remember really what he said was do the right thing. I mean, exactly. Do the right thing.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get too controversial with it, but he did read a list of a long sheet of a paper of pro-black views, so at the Oscars. So it's that right there is kind of questionable if you ask me. Why would he do it on that platform? But you know, that, Spike Lee, like he is a millionaire. He is in a different tax bracket. He has a platform that he can do that, and he did last night win an Oscar. So what? What better time to voice your?
A lot of people had the opportunity to listen to what he said. Well, go ahead, Spike Lee, do your thing.
I'm happy that they didn't give him that. Play the music and cut the microphone and turn the lights off.
Turn the lights off on your ass. Yes. I don't think they will do that to Spike Lee, though.
That's why I commend the Oscars for not doing the typical cut his mic.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because they did do it to, they did it to some.
It is a number of people.
Yeah. Well, they know Spike Lee. They very respect Spike Lee.
You'll hear about it.
Spike Lee come after their ass. Just kidding. All right, guys, moving on. What's up with the popes of the Vatican City? That's wild.
They're playing with the babies, man. The little boys. They need to stop.
Leave the little boys alone.
What they doing behind closed doors, but y'all need to stop it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I want to put that on my segment of knock it off.
Yeah.
Because they need to knock it off.
It's
terrible.
Knock it off. Don't knock it in. Yeah, because you know, like, I went to Catholic school my whole life, you know what I'm saying? And it was crazy because, okay, all the nuns and the priests, they lived in this convent, which is separate from the school.
It's not co-ed?
I don't even remember, but I do remember there was a time me and this girl from grade school, we went to the convent to do something. I forgot what we did. And it was just so dark and scary and very creepy, to be honest. I mean, but I wouldn't think that these priests, popes, whatever, will be doing this to these young men. I mean, it's crazy how they got away with it for so long. If you guys went to Catholic school, you know what I mean. Just leave me a comment. See, come and see if you understand what I'm saying. Because
I don't. That's creepy. That shit is just like the R. Kelly shit.
Yeah, it is creepy. I mean, it's that Catholic lifestyle, I guess. But I mean, this has been on the news for so long. I mean,
what about Jesse Smotherland? It's one of the rising stars of Empire that notified,
made up a whole lie,
Chicago police and false reports of the two black men. I kind of feel offended as a black man that him as a black man lied on black men to jeopardize black men's freedom.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from, but at the same time, he did pay these Nigerian men to do that. They didn't have to go along with it, but I mean, they must have did it for the money or whatever this guy promised them. He probably promised them a role on the TV show or something.
No, they had their little extra segment on it.
Yeah, they were extra actors, I think. But he did it because he was not getting enough money or not enough exposure.
Exactly. Things you do for fame, right?
Guys, let me tell you, this is where we're going to talk about greed. You know, we just got to be happy for what we have. You know, sometimes it may not always be the best situation, but we just got to be happy of what we have. Because sometimes when you lie and you scheme, it ends up working against you.
You can always work for what you want, too. Like, there's no real reasons to falsify anything to get what you want. And I mean, I look at it as he needed extra attention. Mm-hmm. That's what it really was. Maybe because if he had the extra, what if he had X amount of views and X amount of followers, would he have still done it?
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Then I question his character because he did it and he lied on black men, and he is a black man.
And he lied to his cast, I believe, too.
He lied to his son. He's a terrible person.
He's a monster. You know what, guys? Let me tell you something. You could lie, scheme, and everything, right? But it will catch up to you. Because you see, if there was a part in the news where they showed what they did to catch that this Empire actor was lying. I mean, everything's so high tech now. I mean, I don't even know why people even do these craziness.
Gotta be careful. Big Brother's always watching.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we're going to take a little break, and then we're on to Rich Rose Mimosa's report. All right, beautiful people, so let's go to Rich Rose Mimosa's report.
Hey, what's going on? This is Rich Rose with the Mimosa report for today. Today is February 25th, and we're going to go ahead and start with the movies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Top five grossing movies, leading first place position with over $55 million in box office is How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, wow.
The Hidden World, which I believe this is a sequel or in their big, like, trifecta or something of movies that they're releasing.
Oh.
Part in number two, we have...
You have to see that.
The Alita Battle Angel, where I believe this is an android. Grossing...
Mm. Interesting.
$12 million.
Ooh-wee.
The Lego Movie Part 2, the second part.
Yeah, I figured that would have been up there.
Family film, grossing over $10 million in box office. Holding the fourth position, Fighting With My Family, which I believe this is the wrestler page that we...
Wait, that actually made one of the top movies this weekend?
Grossing $8 million.
Oh, okay.
$5,000 increase, actually. This was fourth place.
Oh, wow.
And taking in that fifth spot, Isn't It Romantic, grossing $7.5 million, which I could use 1.2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in further news, I wanted to go ahead and give a little information about that Oscars. I want to just go ahead and get a little deeper in it. We had a few faces that I seen. I seen Michael B. Jordan with Tessa Thompson. Their energy is always beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there was a rumor if they had something going on. I wouldn't be surprised.
I want to go ahead and give a big compliment, a big shout out, a big standing ovation to Marshall Ali, one of the black actors in that Green Book movie, I believe it's called.
Oh, okay, okay.
Great, great picture. We need to go see it.
Yeah. Definitely gotta go see. If you guys seen that movie, let us know how it was.
We know that Spike Lee finally won his Oscar. Big moment, big moment. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of memes going around of a black man jumping into another black man's arms and lifting him up.
Oh, goodness.
Hannah Bleacher, epic historic Oscar win. That was a beautiful thing. Had a few people in tears. Regina King also won an Oscar, taking home an Oscar, which was beautiful.
Ooh, that's awesome. I love Regina King.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to go ahead and give a little side note on some of the hip-hop stars of today. We had Tyga, one of the best comebacks of 2019. Tyga getting dragged out at Floyd Mayweather's birthday bash after an argument, which got pretty intense because it seemed in video footage that Tyga was reaching for the bodyguard's firearm. No question, no telling what he was planning to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
As a hip-hop rap star.
Mm-mm-mm. What's wrong with these people? I feel like you got all this money. Why don't you do something positive with it?
French Montana, Tiffany Haddish, dating alert, dating alert. New couple on scene.
Mm.
They look like a cozy little team working out right now.
Curious how far that's gonna go.
We know that the Bad Boys 3 is definitely working out. They have Bad Boys 3 coming out.
Oh, sure. I can't wait to see that.
Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, and those beautiful, beautiful writers of these movies are all sitting down, and I'm pretty sure about now they're reading scripts.
Mm-hmm. I think it's being taped in Atlanta.
We need to get to Atlanta.
Yeah, we definitely need to get to Atlanta.
Ooh, yes. Get into an important news. Baby alert. All the mothers and the fathers out there that are having baby fever, take a Tylenol, because T.I. and Tiny's expecting their sixth kid. That's right. You know him as Mr. You Don't Know Me and Tiny from SWV on their sixth child. I'm pretty sure we all seen their TV footage.
Wow. So I think they just had a baby a year ago. Very recent. Well, congratulations, T.I. and Tiny.
Also, in hip-hop news, Fabulous and Emily Bustamante look like have settled their little dispute because they had a domestic violence back in January 28th. But they are married and they have kids, and there's been no domestic problems as of now. But legal matters shows that Fabulous, also known as John Jackson, had pled guilty to that case.
No, I didn't know you were married.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Offset has also released his album, Father of Four. Migos Gang, expecting to listen to that.
Wow. Go ahead, Offset. I didn't know he had four kids, though.
Yes, yes. Also, in taking another turn on Gamers Report, we got Resident Evil 2, the remake, still one of the top grossing video games of 2019 so far, which is amazing to all the people that are playing this video game. It's a classic video game. It came out originally in 1998, and they made a remake of it, which is more high def now, and that the video game consoles and the TV, the HDs and all these things, the quality is remarkable. We have the new Mario Maker 2 coming out in June.
Oh, I love Mario Brothers.
This is another game that's going to have a lot of these gamers sitting down, stuck in one position for a few months, time to time. And like I normally say, I'm Rich Rosé. I drink the mimosas. I bring the mimosas. You can drink them if you want. And that's Rich Rosé with the Mimosa Report.
All right, guys. Well, thanks, Rich Rosé.
Anytime.
All right, beautiful people. Well, this is the end of our segment today. So I guess I'll hit you guys up next week. Love you.